As the month of Rajab begins the season of worship, there are many, many recommended du'as and recitations. Let's first look at those that are recommended on a daily basis. Do as many as you can, as many times as you can, up to the recommended amount. It is recommended to recite as many times as possible every day, أستغفرالله وأتوب إليه. I seek forgiveness of Allah and I turn to Him. Recite the recitation of La ilaha illallah as many times as possible. It is recommended to recite it 1,000 times in the month. Another recommendation is to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is Surah Al-Tawheed, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. It is also recommended during the nights and days of Rajab to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Ayat Al-Kursi, 3 times Surah Al-Kafirun, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, followed by a tasbih of Subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. End with 3 times Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, and 3 times Allahumma ghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. O Allah, forgive all the believing men and all the believing women. There are also du'as that are recommended in this month, and one of the most awesome du'as is one that is narrated by Muhammad ibn Dhaqwan, known as Al-Sajjad, due to his remarkable prostrations, during which he used to weep so heavily that he lost his sight. And this man asked Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, Yabna Rasulullah, O son of the Prophet, we are now in Rajab, please teach me a du'a with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help me. And Imam asked him to write down this du'a which most of us will read in the month of Rajab after every salah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا من أرجوه لكل خير وآمنوا سخطه عند كل شر يا من يؤتي الكثير بالقليل يا من يؤتي من سأله يا من يؤتي من لم يسأله ومن لم يعرف تحننا منه ورحمة أعطني بمسألتي إياك جميع خير الدنيا وجميع خير الآخرة واصرف عني بمسألتي إياك جميع شر الدنيا وشر الآخرة فإنه غير منقوص ما أعطيت وزدني من فضلك يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا النعماء والجود يا ذا المن والطول حرم شيبتي على النار. O He from whom I can hope for all goodness, and I am safe from His anger, from every evil. O He who gives a lot in exchange of a little. O He who gives to the one who asks Him. O He who gives to the one who doesn't ask Him and doesn't even know Him out of His affection and mercy, give me, for my request is to You alone. Give me all the good of this world and all the good of the hereafter, and keep away from me, for my request is only to You alone, all the evil of this world and all the evil of the hereafter. For indeed, what is given by You will never diminish, and increase for me from Your bounty, O the most generous. O the sublime and the distinguished, the bountiful and the awesome, O the gracious and the mighty, save my old age from the fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that if one was to recite Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa wahdahu la sharika la wa atubu ilay, and after that gave sadaqah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conclude his life with mercy and forgiveness. So in a nutshell, lots of istighfar, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilay,
أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه، أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وأسأله التوبة. So many derivatives. Lots of reciting tahleel, which is La ilaha illallah. Tasbihat arba, subhanallahi, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallahu, wallahu akbar. And lots of suratul ikhlas and the du'as that are recommended. May Allah shower His abundant mercy on those who understand the value of the month of Rajab. And finally, the fasting. It is so important. Even if you can manage just one, recommended days are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Highly recommended are the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and the last few days. There is a wonderful narration by Ibn Babawaya, who quoted a person called Salim, who once visited Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in the last days of Rajab. And when Imam saw him, he asked him, he says, Salim, have you fasted on any day of this month? And he said, no, I have not, Yabna Rasulullah, O son of the Messenger of Allah. So the Imam told him, you have really missed a great reward, such a great reward that none can grant except Allah. And he said, Salim, this month has been given precedence to the other months by Allah, and a sanctity whose honor is just something which fasting brings out. So Salim said, I said, O the son of the Messenger, what if I fast on the rest of the days that are left of Rajab? Will I get some of the rewards that I have lost? And Imam Sadiq answered, he said, listen, if you fast on the last day of this month, it will secure you against the pains of death or the being scared on the day of Qiyamah and the fear of the grave. He said, if you fast for the last 2 days of the month, then Allah will grant you the ability to go over the Sirat peacefully. And if you fast on the last 3 days of the month, then you will be secured. You will be in safety on the day of Qiyamah and all the hardships therein. And you will be granted immunity from the fire of Jahannam. For one who cannot fast, there is a supplication, there is a du'a that you can read every day 100 times. And the du'a is, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Subhanal Ilahil Jalil, Subhana man la yanbaghi at-tasbihu illa lah, Subhanal Azzal Akram, Subhana man labisa al-izza wa huwa lahu ahlun. Glory be to God, the All Majestic. Glory be to Him, other than whom none is glorified. Glory be to the All Honorable, the All Dignified. Glory be to Him who has dressed Himself with grandeur that befits none but Him.